We all remember Mother and Son, don't we, Jade?
Oh, it was my pop's favourite show. He absolutely loved it, and me as an 8-year-old sat beside him and watched it. Didn't really understand it, to be honest. I like it a lot better now.
Well, I still don't. Have a listen.
Yes.
Leg of pork, please.
One leggy of the piggy.
Just a minute. Shouldn't we have layers?
What's wrong with pork?
Not everyone likes pork.
I do, you do, Robbie does.
I don't know about Liz.
She'll take what she gets.
Ruth Cracknell and Norman Gunston, of course, making those characters come to life. We have a live version happening at the Jay in Noosa on Feb 26. Is that the date on that one?
It is. Yeah. And Chris Truswell, who you will remember as Nudge from Hey Dad. I hope you don't mind me saying that. Chris joins us this morning. Hello.
No, not at all. That's perfectly fine. If he gets bums on seats, you know, that kind of attracts people in.
You've got one of those faces that reminds us, you know, of growing up. You're on our TV screens for such a long time, and now you've made the transition to theatre. What's that been like?
Well, I've been doing theatre for a long time. That's what I went off to do after I left Hey Dad and musicals and such, and you know, other things as well, a bit of film and voiceovers. But theatre's great. You know, this is like, it's so similar in a way to the writing's very similar to sort of Hey Dad writing. Really, it's probably a little bit slicker than Hey Dad in its writing. And it's funny because it was also on at the same around the same time Hey Dad was on, so it was kind of our competition, and it's interesting to transition into playing the role on the other show.
And that's the thing, because Julie McGregor's also involved. I mean, Betty from Hey Dad. It's like a meeting of these past characters. Like you've morphed into an older version of yourselves. So suddenly, you know, Betty's now your mum. I mean, that's a bit weird.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's a bit creepy, but, you know, it's Hey Dad meets Mother and Son, really, yeah.
And it's such an iconic TV show. What's it like taking on a character like that, you know, obviously held dear by Norman Gunston? How does that go for you? Is it a difficult thing to undertake, Chris?
No, not really, because it's so beautifully written. I think anyone could actually play it. I mean, it's such a strong character. And, you know, I haven't had any problems myself with thinking, oh, I've got to fill, you know, Gary McDonald's shoes doing it, because he was so brilliant in it, and I haven't sort of felt I have to be like him or act the way he did or anything, because the writing's just so good. You know, anyone can step into it, really. And look, as long as you've got a bit of comedy timing and whatever, yes, you know, that's the main thing.
There's a beautiful photo of you and Julie McGregor up, you as Arthur and her as Maggie, and I know this is really weird to say, but you actually have a striking resemblance. You would pass as mother and son on any given day.
Yeah, I noticed that too. Yeah, I mean, we can easily imagine as being mother and son, no worries, yeah. I mean, yeah, we're very similar sorts of features, you know.
Yes, it's a bit weird, actually.
But when that show came out, this was the thing. It highlighted dementia, a massive part of people's lives here in Australia, and certainly, you know, made it a household word. And, you know, as much as we got the comedy out of it, there is the serious aspect to it. I mean, I know we like to play with a comedy bent, but do you find people who have had that in their family coming up to you guys, if they get a chance to meet you, and saying thank you for, you know, understanding in a way, even though it's a comedy thing?
Yeah, understanding the support that goes into, you know, having a parent with dementia. I mean, our show is not, it's just poking at fun at the situations, not so much the actual person with dementia, you know, like making fun of that. So it's everyone will be able to relate to all the circumstances, and that's what's, you know, have people going away thinking, oh, you know, at least I don't feel like I'm alone in this situation.
Yes. We're super proud to have you on board. So you will be at the Jay Saturday, the 26th of February, which starts at 2 p.m. You can get your tickets at thejay.com.au or by giving them a call.
By the way, I've got to ask you, Chris, anyone fudging their lines, or have you done okay on this?
We're getting there. Yeah, we're still just rehearsing at the moment, so we're getting it all together. And it's good. It's easy to remember. The lines are so easy. So
you bounce off one another. Think, all right.
Yeah.
We look forward to seeing you, Chris. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Fair, appreciate your time. So check it out, the Jay Noosa, 2 p.m. Feb 26.